time now for Community Circle, circling the things that matter for you and your neighbors. Community Circle is a service of Sierra H Broadcasting.
So today on Community Circle, Don Quinn, Paralyzed Veterans of America, the Arizona chapter, is here with me today. So Don, what are you doing here today?
We are advocates for disabled veterans and have several different programs or areas we work in to ensure our veterans and our needs are met.
All right. So can you explain a little more, like, you know, in detail, what it is your organization is about? Who do you help? Obviously, you help the veterans that are disabled, but can you give me some examples, talk about some sure. of the people you work with?
Sure. We have several different programs. We do several different things. We have an advocacy and legislature program. We have a benefits program. We work with hospitals in the Arizona. We have three different hospitals, VA hospitals that we visit. We also do education and outreach. We have a sports program, and then we have a medical loan closet.
Explain to me a medical loan closet. I'm not familiar with the term.
We have a medical loan closet. It's our largest program, and it's been phenomenally successful in the last 2 years. It's grown. We're expected to do over $1 million in medical equipment and inventory into the Arizona community.
So what is the closet?
So I'm a donation coordinator. I go out and I coordinate pickups within our community from people like you and myself that have medical equipment to donate that they're no longer needing.
Oh.
I store that equipment in my office. And if you ever were in a position that you needed things, a two-wheel walker, four-wheel walker, power wheelchair, manual chair, things like that, you can call my office. We can talk about some specifics. And then I could tell you I have the equipment. You'd come into my office and we'd make sure it worked for you. And you were able to utilize that without having that expense come out of your pocket.
So if like, let's say I was laid up for a little while and I needed a walker, I needed crutches, right? And then like, hey, that hasn't been a while. They're just sitting in the closet. Hey, I can reach out to you guys and you guys are going to get it to veterans who need it.
Absolutely. Our primary focus is going to be veterans. We have certain equipment that we save especially for veterans. So when people will come in, they'll donate, let's say, a vehicle. Veterans are the particular people that we will wait and save that vehicle for. We'll look around. We'll contact our different hospitals, the VA hospital here in Phoenix, the one up in Prescott, and the one in Tucson. We'll ask the staff in the SEI clinics that we have at those locations, if they have anybody that's in their community that needs a vehicle that's accessible, and they'll nominate those people, and then we'll blindly ask our board to pick a recipient of a donation.
Oh, that's nice. That's really nice. Awesome. So, like, if you're sitting on a 2006 Hyundai Tucson, right, and they're going to give you a few bucks for it at CarMax or wherever you sell it. Hey, this might be a good tax write off.
Absolutely.
You can completely write this off, right?
Yes.
It's a charitable donation.
Yes.
And you're helping out a veteran.
Right. Yes.
Someone who helped serve the country and did great things, and now he's back and they need some help.
Exactly. Yes.
If I'm a veteran and I'm listening, and like, hey man, I've had this problem. Do you guys take referrals like off the street online, or do you just strictly go with the VA hospital?
Sure. Well, we have we do a couple of different things. We have our own national service officers, and they receive 18 months of training to be PVA certified. They specialize in spinal cord injury and catastrophic central nervous system diseases such as ALS or MS. We help them receive medical and possible financial assistance. Our service officers are the ones who actually will help veterans with their claims.
The ALS and MS, do we see those problems more with veterans than with regular people, or is this something that you have to offer because it does happen to veterans like it does regular people?
It happens to everyone.
Right.
So it's.
But you don't see an uptick, or because you're a veteran, you're more likely to get ALS.
Not necessarily.
All right, I'm jumping to conclusions. I'm sorry.
No, not necessarily.
Okay. No, but it's still good to have. I mean, you know, if a veteran goes and they serve for us in the Middle East and they come back and they get something terrible like ALS or MS, you know, it's nice to know that they have an organization that's going to help them out.
Right. So the VA is actually who provides their primary medical equipment.
Right.
All of their equipment should come from the VA. And if you came into our office and said you were a veteran and you needed, you know, let's say a power wheelchair, one of the first questions we're going to ask to you is, why aren't you going to the VA? And if you told me that they're not providing you the service for this reason or that reason, that's when I would refer you to my service office, and they would get to the bottom of why your needs aren't being met as a veteran. Our loan closet is a temporary spot for when veterans need equipment, but they don't, it hasn't come in the mail yet, and they, you know, they need it. So veterans can come in and at no cost get what they need. But we also serve the community for people like you and my, you know, myself, who I'm not a veteran, but both my parents are veterans. So people, you know, if I hurt myself, like if I broke my leg and I needed crutches, I only need them for 6 weeks. I can come in, borrow some crutches. We're on a donation basis, so I'd, you know, leave a small donation, whatever I can afford, and then I'd borrow the crutches, so to speak. They're mine. We don't necessarily, we wouldn't anticipate that you would return those crutches if you needed to borrow them. But if you no longer need them and you find them sitting in your garage, I'd most certainly come and pick them up again so we can give them back out to someone else in the community.
Right, especially because you know how much it helps you out. So,
right, exactly.
Yeah. No, that's a great service. What are some of the programs the Arizona chapter has?
We have several different programs. Some of the programs are things like advocacy and legislature, benefits, hospitals, education and outreach, sports, and then again, our medical loan closet.
Let's go back a second. You mentioned legislative benefits. What exactly is that about?
Well, we work through local, state, and federal agencies to improve quality of life for disabled veterans and the rest of the disabled community. For example, airlines, public transportation, and hotel rooms. We make sure that those are all accessible and that people are needing and receiving the quality of care that they deserve.
So you also provide airlines and transportation. You know, how is that important?
Well, if you figure, if you're traveling with someone who has a disability, it's very difficult. There's things that you don't even consider that I'm able-bodied, you're able-bodied, but there's things that people go through on a daily basis that you don't even consider. Traveling down the aisle, if you're in a wheelchair, you have to transfer into a transport chair that fits down the aisle and travel from the front of the airplane down to the whatever designated seat you're in.
Right.
Sometimes that's just not convenient, not conducive, not okay, and can result in somebody being injured. So we advocate on behalf of veterans and other disabled people to make sure that the airlines are complying and that they're working to improve the quality of a person, you know, the experience that they have when they travel.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. You know, I never really noticed the quote-unquote handicap seats.
Right.
In an airplane.
The last time I flew with my friend, we were assigned row 26, and he's very high quadriplegic. It's very difficult to travel with him.
That brings up a good point. Somebody needs to advocate for that, you know, and then exactly. Without them trying to upcharge you for having
right.
A little more room, too.
That's exactly that was one of the things that we ran into. We ran into problems that initially they discussed with us that we're in the airplane is based on the pricing.
That's a very good point. You know, I mean, you know, you don't really think about it, but you know what? And not just airplanes, you know, I don't see it in trains or buses either, right?
Right. Well, with trains or buses, there's ways to strap down your wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
So like on the light rail, there's ways to strap yourself right. down on the light rail. But yeah, definitely. It's very difficult to travel.
No, that's a good point. You know, I never thought of that.
Because we're able-bodied and it's something that we don't have to think about.
No, but it's important. It's important. I never. You want to talk about more about the National Service Officers?
Our service officers, they receive 18 months of training to be PVA certified, and they specialize in spinal cord injury and catastrophic central nervous system diseases such as ALS or MS.
And what do they do? How do they help the veterans?
They help them receive medical and possible financial assistance. In the last 5 years, they've helped veterans receive over $1 billion a year in benefits.
Oh, wow. So these officers, they're not like physical therapists. They're actually the caseworkers, right?
They're like caseworkers, yes.
Okay, so they're going to go in and find out what you're eligible for as a veteran and see what programs are available to you and help. Because you know what? The bureaucracy, it's confusing sometimes, right?
It definitely is. It definitely is.
You know, even just like on the web, even they try to make it as plain and cut, but, you know, just simple, but it's not.
And it takes a long time, and it's easy to get frustrated. So that's what the service officers do. They pull apart your file. They figure out, you know, what needs to be done, who you need to talk to, and submit the necessary paperwork. What paperwork still needs to be submitted so your claims can be, you know, taken seriously.
And how many service officers are there in Arizona?
Total through all the different organizations, you know, there's for each. So like each different group through the VA has their own amount of service officers.
Okay.
But we have two.
Oh, nice.
And they have a receptionist as well. So
I'm sure they're very busy.
They're very busy.
Yeah. So, if I'm trying to get, I'm a veteran or I want to help, what's the website where I can get all this information or find a place to help?
Sure. So our Arizona chapter website is www.azpva.org. So it's www.azp-like-paul-v-like-victor-a-like-alpha.org.
Nice. And anywhere else that people can find out more information to reach out to you?
Sure. We're on Facebook. Again, our website has got a lot of frequently asked questions to navigate how to be active as a member or to donate.
And what are some of the frequently asked questions that you get on the website?
What do we accept? How do we know if we're receiving the right amount of benefits? Who can help us? Where are you located? What are the hours? What are the requirements for your loan closet?
So if I'm listening right now and I'm Joe and I'm sitting at home or I'm in the car or whatever, and I'm like, it's a good organization. You know, how can I help these guys? What would you say is the most important thing for you guys to get help?
Awesome. Well, our loan closet always can receive donations of medical equipment or cash. We are constantly needing to buy batteries for the power chairs and other equipment that people have
not problem. Like 9 volts. They're like, batteries.
They're right? Special batteries. Yeah. They can be very expensive, but, most power chairs take 2 batteries, each. And, you know, a lot of times people think they're doing a great thing or they're not ready to donate or they don't know what to do with their equipment. And they think that, you know, because it's tucked away in their garage, that it's in great condition. And, you know, because no one's used it, the battery should start right up. That's not the case. If you're not maintaining the battery will be dead. The power chair is basically useless. So as soon as you know that you no longer need a piece of equipment, like a power chair, that
sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring. Yeah, definitely. We do pickups about the middle of the month, throughout the valley, East Valley, West Valley, the whole Phoenix area. I'd really travel all over to pick up medical equipment.
Oh, you do personally?
Yeah, personally. Oh. I'm actually one of the people that goes out into the community and does the pickups.
Oh wow.
Yeah, we rent a 16-foot truck with a lift.
So in the middle of the month, you go, okay, yeah, here's our list. We're going to go again.
Definitely, yeah. So all month long, I'm coordinating with people and making sure that they're going to be available for me on the certain days that I can come and pick up the equipment, and then I bring the equipment back. Another thing is if anybody has a lift truck that they don't need anymore, or they'd like to use to do some good work, I could always help. You need some help receiving some volunteers.
Yeah, well, that's good. And people can volunteer or they can also donate their things via the website.
Right, right, yeah.
What's that website again?
It's www.azpva.org.
It's important, you know, driving, azpva.org, right?
Right, yes.
Make sure you put that, get that in your head, azpva.org. That's important. So if I'm a person concerned about, you know, Veterans Affairs, can you talk a little bit about what you guys do to, like, vet the vets, make sure they're good? I mean, I know you go through the VA, and of course, once you go through the VA, but... You know, you talked about like you have caseworkers. Can you talk a little more about that? Because, you know, some people don't, you know, people think that, oh, you know what, it isn't these charities, they don't get it to the right people, this and that. Can you talk about a little bit of how you really are helping veterans?
Sure, definitely. There's multiple ways that we help veterans on a daily basis. We do hospital visits. We visit each of the spinal cord clinics in each of the 3 main hospitals in the Arizona state. At each clinic, we ensure proper architect of the building, staffing, medical needs, and equipment are given to the veterans at the hospitals, at the hospital level. We also do education and outreach. We have sporting events that we host. We also were part of, we were a sponsor at Day on the Lake. And
you're a sponsor where? I'm sorry.
Day on the Lake.
What's that?
It's for water sports and activities for people in spinal cord injury or in a wheelchair.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit more about your education and outreach program.
Sure. The Arizona chapter supports veterans programs such as Stand Down for low-income and homeless veterans. We provide educational outreach at elementary schools, and we have a booth at the Arizona State Fair, and we've done other civic events like Pat's Run.
Now, there's so many issues that a lot of veterans have to face. You know, you guys don't just specialize in paralyzed veterans. I mean, you guys do a little bit more. It's beyond the veterans. You talked about how you provide equipment for, like, sons and daughters of veterans. You know, are there other things like, yeah, a lot of referencing to, like, you know, mental health places, stuff like that?
Definitely. We receive and distribute everything from canes to vehicles, like I talked about before. Some items, like vehicles, are donated to veterans only. We do this with assistance of other nonprofit groups, such as we work with an adult diaper bank, Sun City West Elks Club, Southern Arizona Adaptive Sports. We work with Ability 360, Arizona Spinal Cord Injury Association. We've helped a loan closet with the Alhambra School District. We work with St. Joseph's Hospital. We have we work with Stuff Thrift Store in the East Valley. They have a special room designated for veterans.
Oh, nice. What's that place called?
Stuff Thrift Store. It's on Stapley and Main.
Oh, okay.
In Mesa.
That's nice.
It's a great opportunity. They're doing a lot of great things there. We work with UMOM, CAS. We're listed as a resource for medical equipment in 211.org. We work with Esperanza, U.S. Vets, and then we also have a Veterans Furniture Center.
Real cool. So, you know, let's say I don't have equipment. I don't really got the time to donate, but you can definitely give up the dollar, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. When people donate cash to us, to our Arizona chapter, we're able to do so many different things with it. We're able to, we talked about earlier, buying those batteries. We're able to meet wish lists for some of these different organizations that I've already mentioned. A lot of times they are working with people and they have specific needs, and we're able to, sometimes they'll say, hey, we need 25 blankets. We need XYZ, wheelchairs or walkers or shower chairs or things like that. And we're able to help fund that so they can get that out to for different reasons.
And if you want to donate money, you can do it via the website?
Definitely. We are located on 7th Avenue in Camelback. We're at 5015 North 7th Avenue, Suite Number 2, Phoenix, Arizona, 85013. And we always accept donations there. But on our website, there's a donate button. It's www.azpva.org.
azpva.org. Money, equipment, time, if you got it, right?
Yes, definitely.
I mean, I'm sure you're probably looking for handymen too, because you'd probably get some stuff that wheelchairs that need like repair and stuff,
always,
things like that.
Always. We receive all sorts of things. So just last week, we received 6 different types of washers and dryers that have all sorts of things that need, we need people to work on them. We have a very small budget. Last year, 96 cents for every dollar that was given to us went back out into the community.
Oh, that's great.
So we moved about $730,000 in medical equipment and about $220,000 in medical supplies, and we kept that in local for as long as possible. We donated to those other programs that I mentioned before, but in addition, we also some items they can't be distributed. So like medical lotions, things like that, they cannot be distributed within, and medicine cannot be distributed within the United States. So
right.
Some items need to be shipped out of the country. So we keep things for as long as possible, and then we finally donate to places like Project Cure, who are able to send it, Esperanza, who are able to send it out of the country.
Some things that I didn't even think, because my father's a veteran. He's getting older. I mean, he's a good light, he's doing well, he's 83. But like, he has bad knees, and one thing the VA did provide for him was rails.
Awesome,
for going to Dorian. But the one thing people don't realize, hey, they'll give you the rails, but they don't necessarily have people to come install them for you. And luckily, I got a cousin out there with the blowtorch, can put them up, but not everybody has that. So,
right.
If someone says, hey man, I'm a welder, I can help you guys out, or I'm a mechanic, you'll always have something to
we do. We always have a project for somebody. So if we have any volunteers out there that have some specialized skills, we'd love to hear from you.
All right. And they can contact you at azpva.org.
Yes.
That's the website. That's the website to remember. They're on Facebook too. Any other social media? You guys are all over the place.
Well, our national PVA has Twitter and also, I believe, Instagram. But our chapter, we only have Facebook.
All right, but cool. Hey, it works. It works, right?
It does.
The vets have it. Don, one thing we didn't talk about was the sports programs.
Right, our sports program. We sponsor multiple sports teams, from ice hockey, basketball for both men and women, hand cycling, and the National Veterans Wheelchair Games. We host several small sporting events each year, such as an air gun tournament, bocce ball tournament, and trap shooting. We also sponsor events like Day on the Lake and water sports for both veterans and non-veterans.
And all you guys are sponsors and part of it, but it's not like you throw it on though, right?
No, not necessarily all of them. Like Day on the Lake, we're a sponsor for that, but some of the, the cycling and the air gun, the bocce ball, the trap shooting, we do that. We put those tournaments on ourselves.
Oh, real cool.
Yeah.
Where do you do it?
We do them all over. We have one sometimes. We did an event in Tucson. We do an event over here at Steelhead Indian Park. It's really wherever, anywhere and everywhere. We've done a below the line tournament over on Bethany and Central.
And I would imagine veterans who are so used to being so active and, and this they still want to continue to be active just because they're in a wheelchair, right? And so these things are great for them.
Right, yeah. It's great to get out and, you know, just live life. We live in Arizona. It's a great place to live.
Don, anything else you want to say in parting?
I just wanted to say that we're one of the few existing loan closets in the state, and we pride ourselves on low restrictions to qualify all veterans and low-income families. We don't require membership or for you to live in our neighborhood or community to qualify, and recognize that some equipment is needed for life. Our loan closet is located at our chapter office at 5015 North 7th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, 85013. We're basically at 7th Avenue in Camelback. Our loan closet hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and we accept and receive donations daily. Please call us at our office at 602-244-9168 if you have any further questions.
But all that info is on the website too, right, Don?
Yes, absolutely.
AZPVA.org, right?
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for coming by, Don, and you're doing a great job. And, hey, 96 cents for every dollar you give to these people goes to the community.
Back to the community.
It's really important. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Circling the things that matter for you and your neighbors. Community Circle is a service of Sierra H Broadcasting.